Daniel 6, Day 3. Daniel is cast into the lion's den. Summary from the Prophets and Psalms. This decree, that they should be worshipped, being denied by those who were of the Lord's church, it was ordained that they should undergo the punishment of the Inquisition, which is the lion's den into which Daniel was cast. And when Daniel knew that the writing was inscribed, he went into his house. And his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he knelt upon his knees 3 times a day, and prayed and confessed before his God, all as he was doing before this. Then these men assembled and found Daniel beseeching and asking for grace before his God. Then they answered and said before the king that Daniel, who is of the sons of the exile of Judah, does not regard thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast inscribed, but makes his petition 3 times a day. Doctrine of Charity, number 174. The externals of the body which pertain to worship are 1. Frequenting temples, 2. Listening to sermons, 3. Devoutly singing and praying on the knees, 4. Partaking of the sacrament of the supper, and at home, 1. Prayer morning and evening, and at dinners and suppers, 2. Conversing with others about charity and faith, and about God, heaven, eternal life, and salvation, 3. And in the case of priests, preaching and also private instruction, 4. And with everyone, the instruction of children and servants in such matters, 5. Reading the word and books of instruction and of piety. Arcana Celestia 53:23. The bending of the knees is adoration, for all inward endeavors that are of the will, thus of the love or affection, consequently of the life, have outward acts or gestures corresponding to them. These acts or gestures flow from the very correspondence of outward things with inward ones. Holy fear, with its consequent humility, and therefore adoration, has acts or gestures corresponding to itself, namely, bending the knees, falling down upon the knees, and also prostrating the body down to the earth. In this state, if the adoration is from genuine humility, or if the humility is from genuine holy fear, there is a failing of the spirits, and hence a giving way of the joints in the border or intermediate region where the spiritual is conjoined with the natural, thus where the knees are. For the parts below have correspondence with natural things, and those above with spiritual things. Hence it is that the bending of the knees is a sign representative of adoration. Then the king, when he heard these words, stunk greatly to himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him, and he was laboring until the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then the king said, and they brought Daniel, and cast him into the den of lions. The king answered and said to Daniel, Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And a stone was brought, and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Arcana Celestia 10,050. As the shepherd has snatched out of the mouth of the lion 2 legs or a piece of an ear, so shall the sons of Israel be rescued that dwell in Samaria, in the corner of a bed and at the extremity of a couch. Prophecy of Amos, chapter 3. By the lion are here signified those who lay waste the church. Apocalypse Explained, 7:28. Hence it is that by lion in the word, in the opposite sense, is signified infernal falsity destroying the truths of the church. Questions and points for discussion. How often should we pray? Do we need to pray as often as Daniel did? Does it matter whether or not we kneel when we pray? Do we ever feel the presence of spiritual lions around us when we are trying to follow the Lord, despite what others around us may think? Was Daniel worried? Was Darius worried? How do we develop the confidence to follow the Lord that Daniel had?